The second reading today, St. Paul talks about a mystery that we don't normally even think about. We think about the various mysteries. We know that there are the three absolute mysteries. Absolute mysteries are the Most Holy Trinity, the incarnation of our Lord Jesus Christ, and divine grace. These are the three things that deal directly with God Himself, and consequently, they are things that we will never fully understand, either in this life or in the next. There will always be infinitely more. But there are other mysteries that God has revealed. But today, St. Paul, like I said, talks about a different one, the mystery of iniquity, the mystery of sin, the mystery of evil, of wrongdoing. And it is indeed a mystery because it doesn't make sense. We can't figure it out. Even St. Paul talked about that. Why do I do what I don't want to do? And so we look at that within our own selves. But we also have to recognize it in the context of what's going on in the world and what God is going to do. Because St. Paul goes on to explain how all this needs to happen, and then the man of perdition would be revealed, and then eventually the Lord will wipe him out with the breath of his mouth, and so on. All these things that need to happen. But it's not just a matter of Christ versus Antichrist. That's going to happen. And it is happening, as St. John said even 2,000 years ago, many such antichrists have already appeared. Yes, there are many people who will do all kinds of bad things that are going to deny our Lord. But it is not the antichrist as yet. He is still to be revealed. In the meantime, we hear about the people of Egypt who, of course, at the time that Isaiah was writing this, Egyptians were known as the persecutors of the Israelites. And we are told that they are going to convert and they are going to know the Lord. And we hear then in the gospel reading about St. John the Baptist and what he's doing for the people of Israel. And he's calling them to repentance, to conversion, to turn away. So we see then that there's this dichotomy between the mystery of iniquity and righteousness, the righteousness that can come ultimately only in Jesus Christ, because as St. Paul makes clear, the law cannot make anyone righteous. The law itself cannot justify anyone, because none of us is able to live the law perfectly. But if we look at it from the other side, it's a matter of the faith in Jesus Christ that brings us righteousness. It is He and He alone who can bring about the forgiveness of sin for us. And so while there is indeed this battle between Christ and Antichrist, there is that battle that is going to be taking place on every single level. We see it going on in the church today. We see being fulfilled exactly what Our Lady said at Akita, that cardinal will be against cardinal and bishop will be against bishop. You look at what's just gone on in the last week and the division is becoming so clear. If we have someone sitting in the seat of Peter telling us that it's okay to bless homosexual unions, thanks be to God, now we have a number of bishops and even bishops' conferences that are coming out and saying, absolutely not. This will not happen. So we actually have bishops who are standing up. This has not happened in my lifetime. Maybe we've had one or two, but I mean, we're talking about quite a few of them. This is something entirely new. So you see that the Holy Spirit is indeed at work. And so is the mystery of iniquity. And so it's happening at the highest levels of the church. And it has to. Because that's the only place where the apostasy can happen. There is indeed a material apostasy. We've talked about this many times. That's been going on for quite a few years now. But for a formal apostasy to happen, that's going to have to happen from the upper echelons of the church. And that's exactly where you can see things moving. As that division continues, we're going to all have to look at this and say, well, it's one way or the other. If it is okay to endorse evil, if it is okay to bless evil, if it is okay to violate the very laws of God Himself, then do we really believe in God who gave the laws? Oh, we can give Him all the lip service that we want, but the reality is that if we're going to be following the way of evil, then we're rejecting God. And so it's the rejection of Jesus Christ and of the Most Holy Trinity that is apostasy. It's not just walking away. It's not just not practicing your faith. It's rejecting Jesus. That's where we're headed. And that's where this battle between good and evil, between Christ and Antichrist, between iniquity and righteousness, is going to come down to every last one of us, as it will every single person on the face of this earth. As I've told you many times, there will be no in-between. Again, look what happened this week. Is there an in-between? Can we do this or can we not? There isn't an in-between. Either Jesus is God or He's not. There is no in-between. And so anybody is going to sit there and go, well, I don't know. Well, they've already made their decision. If they don't know, then they've already rejected Him. And so every last person on the face of the earth is going to have to make this choice. Are we going to be with Jesus or are we going to be against Him? Are we going to go with iniquity? Or are we going to go with righteousness? We cannot achieve righteousness on our own. And so that can only be achieved through the Lord. And that's exactly what He is giving us the opportunity to do right now. That's why, as I keep telling you, this is the greatest time in history to be alive if you want to be a saint. And we live in the single greatest place in the world if you want to be a saint. Because if you talk about the mystery of iniquity, and we live in the nation's number one center of the occult, where's there a better place to be able to see the division? There isn't one. If we want to be on the front line, if you want to be able to make that choice, if you don't want to sit in the background and just sort of play both sides against the middle, you want to be right on the front line and say, no, it's either this or it's that. So we're coming up to the point where just as Joshua said to the Israelites 3,500 years ago, said, choose today whom you will serve. If you want to serve the gods that your fathers served across the Jordan, then go and serve them. In this case, if you want to serve Satan, go and serve him. But as Joshua said, as for me and my household, we will serve the Lord. Those are the only two options. There isn't an in-between. It is Jesus Christ or it is Satan. We all have to make a choice. We know which one is right, but we also know that we don't always choose what is right. But this one's going to have to be a radical choice from the depths of our being, not just an intellectual choice. Yeah, Jesus is the truth, so that's who I'll choose. No, no, no. I mean with your whole heart and soul and strength. Because if we're dealing with the mystery of iniquity, then we're going to have to deal on the other side with the mystery of righteousness. And that is what is going to be revealed. By being revealed, It doesn't mean merely that God himself is going to reveal it from on high. It is going to be revealed in people like you and me, who choose to live it, who choose to embrace it. That's the light in the darkness. That's the righteousness in the face of evil. That's choosing Jesus Christ and helping our Blessed Lady to step on the vile head of the disgusting creature whom the rest of creation has chosen to serve. That's the choice that is ours. God is going to give everybody the grace. Just as we see, the people can repent, the people can turn around, and that's what we have to be out there for. That's why we need to have that light. That's why we have to have the righteousness to bring people to Christ. But ultimately, there is a choice that every person has to make for his or her own self. So make that choice. Don't wait. Make it now. Not just in your head, in your heart, to recognize it means changing our lives. It means truly loving God with our whole heart and soul and strength. It means living the faith that we profess. It means looking at what we are going to be celebrating in 2 days and recognizing what that means for us and for the world. It means a total shift in everything, because truly, God is with us.